You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Health Minister Simeon Brown last week indicated he'd like to crack down on the recreational use of nitrous oxide, commonly referred to as NOS or NANGs. Brown says nitrous oxide is becoming a serious public health concern. However, when compared to other recreational drugs in Aotearoa, it seems that the risk factor is relatively low. In addition, nitrous oxide is used for medicinal purposes fairly frequently, meaning its health risks in standard doses are well documented. To discuss the effects and risks involved with nitrous oxide and how the government could develop a more holistic response, I spoke to postdoctoral fellow at the University of Otago Christchurch, Jai Whelan. Today we're talking about nitrous oxide. The government is looking into cracking down on the use of NOS. To get us started with some context, I guess, for the listeners who maybe haven't heard of it before or aren't too familiar, what is NOS and what does it do?
All right, nitrous oxide, or NOS, sometimes called NANGs, it's a gas that is used all over the world in hospitals for medical procedures, etc., that when inhaled can produce feelings of euphoria, dissociation, kind of interesting hallucination, sometimes at really high doses or in combination with other substances. But it's really useful medically, obviously, because of that dissociation, so an ability to kind of avoid feeling pain. So it's really useful if you break your femur or need to readjust a dislocated joint or something like that. But obviously that associated feeling is something that people enjoy, and so they often inhaling it outside of medical contexts as well.
And the government has raised some concerns about, I guess, the health effects and the high use of NOS in New Zealand, or high in their perspective, certainly. What do you think of those concerns and of the health effects in particular?
Yeah, I mean, nitrous oxide in general is a relatively less harmful drug when you're thinking about all the drugs. Analysis of drugs within Aotearoa, the New Zealand Drug Harm Ranking Study, ranked it kind of way down the bottom in terms of the population level harm that it causes. This is perhaps not super surprising. It's something that we're using in hospitals all the time. You can use or consume some nitrous oxide and have essentially no ill effects of that. It's got a really good safety profile. It's an essential medicine. That said, if somebody's using a whole lot of nitrous or using nitrous very regularly, some harms can come from that, of course, and this is often related to its ability to inactivate B12 within our bodies. And so if you're doing that consistently, it can lead to degeneration of some of our nerve cells, which is where some of that really significant harm can come, particularly when it's regular or in really high amounts. The other area of concern, of course, is if people are consuming the substance when doing other activities where you need, some cognitive awareness or some alertness. And I know that's been of concern recently with some people ending up in accidents using nitrous while driving, for example. People have been seen consuming them via balloons while driving cars, which is definitely not a good idea. It can make you disoriented or dissociated, of course, and that's not something you want to be experiencing while needing to be in control of a vehicle. So I completely understand those concerns, but when we're taking a really, really big look at the country on the whole, nitrous is definitely not doing nearly the amount of damage that some of these other substances are doing, like alcohol, for example, which costs our country about $9 billion a year.
And so if it's not, I guess, causing harm on the same level as these other drugs, why do you think this change would be coming about now?
It's definitely getting a lot of media attention, and there's a lot of stories out and about. And I'm not, I don't think it's something that we shouldn't be concerned about. If people are experiencing harm from drug use, that's definitely something that I care about, I'm concerned about, and I would want that to be reduced. I'm not sure that cracking down in the traditional way is always useful. There's many different concerns that can come from there, or unintended consequences that we need to be mindful of. We don't want to displace, use of a lower harm or lower risk drug into another area, particularly if people find themselves having a complicated or problematic relationship with a substance. There are definitely other substances that can be more harmful when used very regularly or in high amounts. I think some of the suggested changes are reasonable, if you will. I think it's fair to say that the assumption about the larger tanks, for example, not having a use for whipping cream is probably a fair claim. I've never seen a business using the large tanks to whip, you know, mega amounts of cream. Of course, it's what those little bulbs are designed for, fitting inside those traditional cream whippers. And I think, you know, it is likely that people, or that those large products pose a greater risk of harm because just a massive amount of, or a relatively large amount of gas is contained within them compared to the small bulbs. And even the way that we kind of actually administer the gas from those larger tanks presents a higher risk than the small bulbs, for example. So I think taking those away is reasonable, but if we were to try and limit this access to it completely, we do run the risks of those other unintended consequences, perhaps. And I think that's part of a broader concern for me personally. Banning drugs outright or trying to get rid of them has quite clearly never worked. There's more drugs than ever before, they're more accessible than ever before. And so we need to be a bit more creative about the ways that we try to reduce harm in our communities. And I think there's other things that we could be doing around nitrous oxide in particular to, you know, increase people's awareness of its effects, how it works, the different things that we need to be mindful of, just a general kind of upskilling of people around making kind of informed decisions or mindful decisions about how they use drugs if they decide to do so.
Because over the last few years, we've seen nitrous oxide use increase, not just in New Zealand, but also overseas, right, in other countries, particularly in the US. What have overseas policies looked like to manage NOS use? And is that something New Zealand can maybe take some lessons from?
There's been some variation across the board. I mean, some nations have been relatively, haven't made many significant changes. You know, they have a very similar situation to us. Others have done, as we proposed to do, get rid of the larger tanks, put restrictions on how people are able to purchase it, or how businesses are able to purchase those, and or how those products, particularly the small bulbs, are actually sold in stores, such as, you know, ID checks, limits on purchasing, for example, things like that, which I think are other things that we would maybe want to consider. And there's kind of things that have already been in place to some extent in the past few years. Before there was the clarification last year, there were some businesses that had waivers that people would sign, for example, not that they necessarily were binding, but to kind of try and navigate this kind of grey space that we find ourselves in within or with respect to this drug, nitrous, which obviously has some uses in the home if you want a whipped cream, and obviously is also a medicine. So it's an interesting one because the substance finds itself in a unique position in our society, having all these different uses.
And you've written previously about, I guess, the value of drug education in addressing some of the concerns around NOS use. Could you talk a bit to that? What a government approach incorporating more education could look like for this, and maybe also other drugs?
Yeah, well, I think one of the reasons this came up for me is some research we did that was published early last year around nitrous oxide. We're asking people a bunch of questions, both people that had experience with nitrous oxide use and people that did not. And, you know, people across the board had relatively low kind of understanding of some of the things that we'd maybe like them to know or expect them to know, particularly people who do consume the substance. For example, that thing I mentioned about B12 inactivation, knowing that that is even a consequence of use, and perhaps what we could be doing about that, or things to look out for if you perhaps are having a consistently low B12 level. You know, such as tingling in your limbs or periphery, numbness, etc. And so the fact that very few people know that but are still out there using it is of concern to me, and I think we could be thinking about how we incorporate that more generally, you know, whether that's campaigns, whether we need to be putting this into our high schools, etc. I think that's something we really need to be seriously considering. And of course, that's not just for nitrous, and, you know, nitrous is perhaps not even the most significant one that we need to be talking about more. But I think it's something that, you know, would absolutely be of benefit to our country. I know when I was at high school, I got barely any education around substances and had to go out of my own way, of course, to learn about them. And then more and more so finding that many people were coming through with little to no information. That remains a concern, although that is something that's changing, I think, with the advent of the drug checking and its legalization. It's allowing for those conversations to be had more readily. There's more discussion of these things out in the open. And I think even the way the media is communicating about these things is changing as well, and largely they're more and more taking a harm reduction approach and including this information and, links to other resources to find out more within their stories, which I think is a great way to get those conversations going.
That was postdoctoral fellow at the University of Otago Christchurch, Jai Whelan, talking to me about the risks of nitrous oxide and possible government responses.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.